capital city convulsed with violence just days before the first Democratic elections in decades might not seem ideal. But some voters think the demonstrators will keep the transition from stalling.
They want the country to move forward. They want a president for the republic. They want stability in the country, and we want to work. But ultimately, everyone seeks for his rights, and this is simply the whole idea.
American University in Cairo professor Saeed Sadiq agrees, saying the protests serve as a wake-up call for the ruling Supreme Council of the Armed Forces.
After the end of Mubarak rule, SCAF has no legitimacy except obeying and meeting the demands and of the revolution. This is revolutionary legitimacy. So they have to follow what is happening.
After days of excusing the violent crackdown on demonstrators, the SCAF Thursday reversed course and apologized for the deaths. It stressed the elections will go ahead. Some voters say they'll take part only if it moves the country forward.
The idea of the old corrupt regime, I do not think I will vote if I see them the same in front of me and things have not changed.
Professor Sadiq says the revolutionaries are outnumbered by reactionaries, the military, old guard Islamists, and remnants of the former government, all hoping to keep their privileges.
All those forces today are fighting for a bit of this cake. Pie, and nobody cares about Egypt as a country.
Unless, he argues, the demonstrators remind them of the consequences. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.